This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Folks, on Life, Liberty, and Levin, 8 p.m. tomorrow night and 8 p.m. Sunday, two really special shows that will go to the Cable News Hall of Fame. Not because of me, because of the discussion. On Saturday night, we're going to have Ben Domenech and Stephen Miller. On Sunday night, we're going to have Victor Davis Hanson, followed by Newt Gingrich. It is really a thorough, deep dive on Biden, his speech, and the issues. You're not going to want to miss this, folks. I'm very, very proud of what we've accomplished here in these two shows in particular. So if you're not sure you're going to be around, that's why we have DVRs. You can go ahead and set it, smart TVs, right now so you don't forget. That was the dumbest, most exhausting, most pathetic, lie-filled, preposterous speech by the biggest ignoramus to ever be in the Oval Office. The people who are dancing around him, the people who are marching behind him, with their heels clicking? The people with the dark shirts in the media? I think they're brown, most of them. They are a sickening group of clapping seals. They support Hamas. They hate you. They think what's going on the border is fine. They think what's going on in our streets is fine. They think the problem is you. We, the American people. That's what they think. Law-abiding, tax-paying, hard-working American people, you're the problem. The people who make the country work. Not the people on the dole. The people who make the country work. Not the people sitting their fat asses at CNN and MSNBC, the New York Times, and all the rest of the reprobates. Who literally do nothing and contribute nothing to the country. Every now and then, though, even a media outlet like the Constipated News Network has to say something. So it's kind of 90-10. 90% cheerleader, 90% mouthpiece, 90% propagandists. The Praetorian Guard media. And 10% every now and then will throw them a crumb of a fact. That way we can say, look, we made a critical point. Joe Biden is running around the country, even as I speak to Pennsylvania, taking credit for a reduction of over $1 trillion in spending. Over $1 trillion. He has slashed the deficit. Does that make any sense to anybody? Well, even CNN, as corrupt and pathetic as that corporation is, had to say, wait a minute, we got to call him out. This is part of our 10%. They said President Biden falsely said, and this is back, when is it? March of 2023, full year ago. That his new corporate minimum tax is the reason the federal budget deficit declined in 2021 and 2022. In reality, that tax didn't even come into effect until the beginning of 2023. But he still says it. It doesn't matter. He still says it. Like he went to see Nelson Mandela and they put him in prison. Never happened. Ever. Biden has repeatedly taken credit for reducing the deficit in 2021 and 2022, even though experts have said that the vast majority of this reduction occurred simply because the emergency COVID-19 pandemic spending from 2020 expired as planned. He did nothing. And that Biden's own initiatives made the deficits higher than they otherwise would have been. Now, everybody knows this. Everybody. And yet still, he repeats it. They said, we've described Biden's previous deficit boasts as misleading or missing key context. But he went further, and this is a year ago, in a speech in Las Vegas on lowering prescription drug costs, delivering a version of the story that just isn't true. In other words, a lie. Biden said, and by the way, you know, everybody said, well, how was I able to have these new programs and still cut the deficit? $1.7 trillion the last 2 years. Well, it's pretty straightforward. There were 550 companies on the Fortune 500. They made $40 billion that didn't pay a penny in tax. Zero, nothing in taxes. So I said, you know, that's outrageous. And we got votes for it. And I said they ought to pay a minimum of 15%. That's less than you all pay. And guess what? It allowed me to cut the deficit. He did the same thing last night. Now, the facts. Maya McGuinness, president of the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, a group that advocates deficit reduction, noted corporations won't start paying that minimum tax until this year. This was last year. She said the fact that Biden continues to take credit for the deficit dropping between 2021 and 2022, which happened entirely due to the expiration of temporary COVID measures, is cause for concern. Guy's a friggin' liar all the time. Biden also got a key number wrong in this section of the Las Vegas speech, as he has correctly said on numerous occasions, it was 55 big companies, not 550. They didn't pay any federal income tax in their previous fiscal year. Yes, 55. Can I tell you a little secret, America? It's impossible for a major corporation not to pay taxes. What? Let me repeat that for the slow thinkers. It's impossible for a major corporation not to pay federal taxes. Now, what do I mean by that? When you purchase something, you purchase it from a business, a company, a corporation, for example. So they have to hire people. They have to hire people to produce things. They have to hire people that handle shipping and transportation. They have to hire people to take care of every aspect of the production and the provision of that product. The money goes through the corporation to the employee. The corporation is, in essence, a pass-through. Good corporate decisions expand the company. Bad corporate decisions destroy the company. But a corporation is a legal entity. The money passes through the corporation, goes to the employees and other investments and what have you, but significant parts of it go to the employees. You know, when people strike, they strike forward. And that money's used to pay their salaries, to pay their pensions, to pay their medical care, to pay all kinds of things. So obviously the corporation is paying taxes because the people who are getting paid are using that money to pay their own taxes. I'm so sick of this lie that's been going on since I could read as a little kid. Oh, that corporation didn't pay any taxes. Well, maybe on its own tax return, 55 of them, out of thousands of them, by the way, maybe 55 of them as an entity didn't pay taxes. But the idea that corporations that pay their employees who do pay taxes, payroll taxes, Obamacare taxes, all kinds of taxes, local taxes, state taxes, federal income taxes. That money comes from the corporation. It's paid to the employees who in turn pay the taxes. And so for the Marxist propagandists in the Democrat Party, for the Bernie Sanders Marxists and Reds, which Biden has now won, they will use this class warfare Marxist propaganda to cover up the debts, the ubiquitous spending, what they're doing to our children and grandchildren in future years, the massive bureaucracy, police state, if you will, that they've built that's going to have 87,000 more members at the IRS. They do this to distract you. They do this to anger you. They do this to turn one American against another. There's not an enemy in the United States that hires employees that doesn't pay income taxes, certainly indirectly through their employees, because the employees don't pay taxes unless they get paid by the business. There's no taxes to pay because there's no income. So I am sick and tired of an economic illiterate who is a creature of Washington and has been for half a century, who's never had a private sector job, never developed anything, never created anything, never had a payroll, never had anything, telling us what everybody else is supposed to do. And the irony that he says they didn't pay one penny in taxes, when Hunter Biden has been indicted for not paying federal taxes, and I might add, Joe and Jill Biden set up two S corporations to run through their speech money and their book money so they wouldn't have to pay Obamacare taxes. And they wouldn't have to pay other kinds of taxes that you have to pay if you don't set up S corporations. So there's a man standing up there last night lying about the debt, lying about the deficit, lying about who does and doesn't pay taxes when his own family's filled with tax sheets, setting up S corporations to get around the paying of taxes, his son just flat out not paying taxes for which he's been indicted, and this jerk, this small-minded nincompoop, is going to lecture all the rest of us that we need much higher taxes. And what happens out of common sense when you increase the quote-unquote corporate income tax, which he wants to increase by 80%. That's the increase he's proposing. Not that they pay 80%, but an increase of 80%. What happens, America? People lose their jobs. The price of goods go up. The economy slows. But the government gets fatter, bigger, more powerful. The police state grows because it's like the mob. It is demanding more on the dollar because they can pass a law and say so. Theft, confiscatory taxes. That's now righteous. That's now good economic policy. That's now pro-American. That's now looking out for the little guy. No, it's none of those things. It's the trick of the American Marxists to steal your liberty, steal your money, to create these precarious economic conditions, and then they continue to blame others and not themselves as the economy gets further and further and further out of control. Costs go up and up and up. Inflation goes up and up and up. and we the people suffer. I've got a lot more to say. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals. Let's go through some more of this. Joe Biden, of course, talks about abortion. Joe Biden and his party and some other people are obsessed with killing babies in the womb. And no matter how many babies that's done to, it's never enough. You listen to this program, you know that to be true. There have been more abortions since the Dobbs decision than before the Dobbs decision. There's a woman in the gallery, as you saw, he pointed to her, and I certainly am not going to, in any respect, be disrespectful to her. But he was, and he exploited her situation. And he exploited it because they believe this is an issue that helps them win votes. And no doubt it does, because the amount of lying that goes on is really unprecedented. And so nobody in the media, not one person, even friendly media, not one, have made the point that I made. Not one. And so what is the position of the Democrat Party? The position is there's never enough abortions. I've already talked about this in anticipation to what they would do. And was done at the State of Confusion speech. By the way, have you noticed, Mr. Producer, everybody's using that phrase now? We're such trenders here. Anyway, and the issue wasn't that she didn't get an abortion, couldn't afford abortion. The issue was she had to leave Texas and go to another state. As so many of us have to leave our states to go to another state for all kinds of medical procedures, tests, and a host of other things in our lives. I'm not really understanding this massive barrier to getting an abortion if that barrier is my state doesn't allow me to have this procedure under these circumstances, given this time frame or whatever, but the state next door or two states over do. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Oh, I understand that it will be used as a, you know, as a hammer to hammer anybody that even raises the question. But it's really quite bizarre if you think about it. It's a very significant procedure. And if you want the procedure, it's certainly available to you. You may have to travel outside the state, but most people don't live within their towns and never travel without a state outside of state anyway. Fellow patriots, America is now $34 trillion in debt, and it's climbing higher as we speak. This is not sustainable, and this debt could be putting every American's retirement at risk. You need to put a plan in place, and I know just the right people to help you. You should consider the top-rated gold company, Advantage Gold, to help you take steps to protect your wealth. They're hosting a free online investment seminar called the Gold and Silver Summit, where they will help you plan for what could be the worst recession of of our lifetime. This is serious, folks. You need a plan, and the amazing people at Advantage Gold can help. Just give them a call. It's painless. 800-900-8000. Sign up for this free online event. The number is easy. Just call 800-900-8000. Mention my name, Mark Levin, to claim exclusive bonuses. Call 800-900-8000. Get registered for this free online investment seminar right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals.
Nobody says it better than Mark Levin.
I'll go with what Mark Levin said, because nobody could say it better.
Call in now at 877-381-3811.
I think you're going to be intrigued, informed, and fascinated about these opening statements over the weekend. I just do things a little differently than the usual folks. And that's okay. They have their thing and I've got mine. Among other things, Mr. Producer, I decided right there to write a one-sentence executive order. I, Joe Biden, President of the United States, hereby rescind all of my executive orders, all 94, that I issued to open the border and to allow illegal immigrants into the country. Signed, Joe Biden. That's all he has to do. There, I wrote the executive order, Mr. Producer. The president has the power to do that. He doesn't need any legislation. It's called the Constitution. If you have the power to issue an executive order to create chaos, you have the power to issue an executive order to stop the chaos that you've created. None of this bipartisan phoniness where three Republican senators support a bill that nobody else does, that's not really bipartisan. When it came to the border, what proposals did you hear? None. What's he going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing about the slavery taking place on his watch. The rape of women, selling women into slavery, sex slavery, not a word. They don't have a problem with that at MSNBC. Mika and Joe, nothing. Nicole Wallace, that's okay. Not a big deal. Joy Reid, must be white supremacists, but she doesn't say a damn thing out of her big mouth. The clown show that's called The View. It's the view from up Biden's ass. That's where that view is. And they don't say a word about modern-day slavery under the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. Mostly people of color. Not a word. Where are the 85,000 unaccompanied minors? Department of HHS lost track of them. According to an inspector general at HHS, they can't find them. They don't know where they are. I'll tell you where they are. They're labor slaves. They're sex slaves. They're in pornography for all these perverts. What about that at The View? Nothing. Not a damn word. 85,000 children missing. It's okay. What's the problem? What's a little bit of despotism when you're in the pursuit of Democrat Party paradise? Open border. 115,000 Americans have died from fentanyl. The communist Chinese provide the materials, provide the pill machines, Peter Schweitzer told us. By the way, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I want to congratulate him. Oh, I see. I see. Nothing. It's Trump's fault. It's the Republicans' fault. Well, Trump and the Republicans and I and most of you, we don't believe in phony legislation that pretends to do something to help Joe Biden win re-election and Democrats win re-election. When the inhumanity and the sadism and the horrors are still going to go on the south or southern border and be enshrined as a result of that bill. But Joe Biden lies about everything, whether it's the debt, whether it's the price of pharmaceuticals, whether it's abortion. Why didn't Joe Biden get up there and say last night, I want to congratulate the gynecologists, the abortion doctors. I want to congratulate my party. We are conducting more abortions now, almost a million, well beyond what we used to do after the Dobbs decision. Why doesn't he say that? because he's pathological. He's a head case. Then I love the way he's concerned about racism, the way we talk about migrants. When he's the biggest slaver, as the left calls slaveholders, he's the biggest slaver in American history. You aware of this? His policies have created more slavery since the end of the Civil War than we've ever had in this country. As I say, subsequent to the Civil War. They're his policies. He's a slaver. And the guy's got ice water in his veins. He's got no compassion whatsoever. Every time it's somebody else's horror, somebody else's death, he talks about his family. I got it. We've all suffered through this stuff. In different ways, we do. But when you're talking about somebody else's suffering, somebody else's child, you focus on them and that. You don't keep talking about yourself. Joe Biden, the great small D Democrat. The great small D Democrat. The only president in my lifetime to defy not one Supreme Court ruling, but two. And not only over a matter of moral principle, not over a matter of civil rights, over a matter of pure politics. He wants to get $1 trillion into the hands of individuals who took out loans. I didn't co-sign. Did you co-sign, Mr. Producer? Who took out loans at very low interest rates that we're already subsidizing and don't want to pay them back. A third of the people in this country go to a four-year college. Two-thirds do not. These elitists hate the two-thirds. They get in the media. They hate the two-thirds. The Democrat Party hates the two-thirds. We exist to vote for, to fund, and protect the ruling class and their elitists. That's it, in a nutshell. So Joe Biden goes around the Supreme Court, hey, Joe, you don't have the power to do this. This is a core function of Congress, specifically the House. The spending clause, the taxing clause. You can't do those things, Joe. Court tells him he can, and he says, watch me. He brags about it openly. They said I couldn't. He did it last night. Say I couldn't do it. He's looking down at Supreme Court justices and attacking them. I've never seen that in my life. It's never happened before. This lowlife, looking down at people who have, many of whom I don't care for, but have real brain power, this guy who has no brain power, he's sitting here, he's attacking the court. They must have been stunned. Have you ever seen that before? I think I saw it once before. I think it was Obama, actually. So there you have that. Two times he defies the Supreme Court. He's violating our immigration laws every single damn day. Even though the Constitution says he must take care, quote unquote, the take care clause, that the laws are executed, whether he likes them or not. But he doesn't care. Mr. Democracy doesn't care. Censorship. Disinformation committees. Threatening parents through the Department of Justice. Monitoring Catholic churches. Sending out SWAT teams to get pro-lifers and everyday Americans. Two federal courts stunned by the level of censorship coordination with woke major corporations. Two different federal courts. Mr. Democracy. He wants Congress to pass, he calls a voting rights bill. It's not a voting rights bill. It's a bill that says, effectively, the Democrat Party can never lose. Everything in that bill is intended to ensure that the Democrat Party never loses. A one-party country for a one-party agenda. That's what they're pushing for. That's the bill. The so-called union bill, the labor bill he wants people to sign. He said, you need to give this so we can create jobs. It eliminates independent contractors. Eliminates them. Democracy, Mr. Freedom. Mr. Democracy, Mr. Freedom, Mr. Savior, who's going to protect minorities. Charles Barkley. You black guys, you're going to vote for Trump. I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm not kidding. I'm going to punch you in the face. Genius. Absolute genius, Mr. Basketball Brain. Used to like the guy. When he makes stupid-ass comments like that, what's the like? That's like a mobster, a thug. I'm going to punch you in the face. I'd go to hell. Now, that said, maybe Charles Barkley needs to be a little bit more literate about the background of Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden who befriended Stennis and Eastland and Talmadge and Byrd, four segregationist racists who filibustered the 1964 Civil Rights Act, who filibustered the 1965 Voting Rights Act. These were the leaders of the Jim Crow era. The leaders. They didn't believe that our schools should be integrated, and neither did Joe Biden. Well, Mark, that's because he opposed busing. He didn't just oppose busing. He slobbered all over these men. They became friends. They exchanged letters. An intrepid reporter some time ago found some of those letters between Eastland and Biden. Biden thanking Eastland over and over again. The chairman then of the Senate Judiciary Committee for pushing his legislation. It's Biden who wrote the so-called 1994 crime bill. You had black civil rights leaders going to him saying, this bill is racist. You're focusing on crack, not cocaine. Our people, the problem is crack. They're caught on crack. Biden says, oh, well. It passes. And they were right. The impact on the black community was far beyond the impact on any other community because of the nature of the bill. He apologized for it in 2020, when he decided he wanted to run for president again. But the damage was done. This is Joe Biden. Ever hear George Wallace? Well, George Wallace gave him an award. He liked Joe. Why? Because Joe liked him. And when he was campaigning in 1987, that's not that long ago, you look at the scope of history, in the Republican primaries, in the Democratic primaries, and when he was campaigning in Alabama and other parts of the South, he would brag about his relationship with George Wallace, and George Wallace gave me an award. George Wallace gave me this. When Byrd died, he called him his mentor. He's made many racist statements since and done a damn thing for the black community. All his time in Washington, D.C., half a damn century. Tell me three things that he did. And he goes into the black community, as I said yesterday, only when he wants pictures and votes. And he barely goes there then. Today, there's one man standing and one party standing in the schoolhouse doorway to prevent little kids of all races, but especially minorities and particularly blacks, from going to neighborhood schools or slightly outside neighborhood schools that are actually functioning, that are actually teaching kids, that aren't crime-ridden. And there's only one man and his party standing in the door and saying, no, damn it. That's your zip code. That's your school. That's where you're going to go. No competition. No opportunity. I don't give a damn about these kids and their family because I am a sellout to the teachers' unions, to the teacher union bosses. There he was last night. More money for teachers. He doesn't mean that. More money for his union buddies. More money for students to vote for him. More money for federal bureaucrats to ensure that they vote for him. This guy is a pig. That's what he is. And don't tell me I have to show him respect when he shows none of us respect. And then, of course, Mr. Democracy, Mr. Savior, the great white savior, Joe Biden, the Asian American community, Harvard, North Carolina, many schools around this country, they were specifically targeting Asian students who sought admission to their schools, blacklisting them because of their ethnicity, eliminating merit. A group of students sue two of the colleges, including Harvard. Joe Biden directs his Attorney General Merrick Garland to go to the Supreme Court and try and kill the case. The court says no. Then he takes the side of Harvard and North Carolina. He takes the side of the racist segregationists in these elitist schools. And the Supreme Court says, you know, separate but equal isn't equal. We learned that. Brown versus Board of Education. 58 years after the Plessy decision. It took 58 years to reverse what the Democrats did. And Joe Biden's still on the wrong side. And you know what he said afterwards? There's something wrong with this court. It's not normal. It's not right. And then, of course, he destroys women's sports. Destroys them. Women. Blacks. Asians. Hispanics. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. All right. What did you whisper in my ear, Mr. Producer? Oh, yes. I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. I'm not done. Well, you know what I am. Let me ask you a question. Those of you who were foolish enough to do what I had to do last night and watch this speech, 28 million people watched it out of 330 million people. Now, here's the thing. Let's step back from the specifics and look at the whole of the man. He's a pathological liar and always has been. He's one of the dumbest men to ever serve as president of the United States. He's a chameleon. If he loves the country is a funny way of showing it. That speech last night was not a patriotic speech. It wasn't an inspiring speech. It wasn't a speech about America being great. Only after he put his list of demands did he say, we can do this. America's great. We Americans know how to do it. We're not going to destroy ourselves. No, we can't do that. We're not going to commit Harry Caray. No, we can't do that. Does he show compassion or concern about his policies and the impact they have on the average people in this country? The hardworking people, not in the least. A $1 trillion boondoggle on climate change. electric vehicles are unsustainable. We don't have the grid for it. The vehicles have not been perfected. They don't work in freezing temperatures. They cause more toxic pollution than combustion engine does. And they're extremely dangerous, not just for the drivers when there's an accident, but for first responders when they're trying to get the drivers out of the cars. Many of them, they light up. They're on fire. And of course, when you think about particularly in inner cities with skyscrapers, apartment buildings, condos, there's no way you can have enough charge stations to accommodate an apartment complex. What are you going to do? Put 100 of them there? And it takes forever to charge the vehicle up. And even if they had the technology to put these kinds of batteries in 18-wheelers, where are the truckers supposed to charge up? Every 300 miles? For 45 minutes, they're going to sit there? The guy's going to bring the economy to a screeching halt. He's going to destroy all these jobs. You think the shelves are empty now? They don't think this stuff through, America. They're ideologues. They're not experienced people. They're ideologues. That's all they are. Destroying paintings? Blocking traffic? Our air and our water is the cleanest water and air on the face of the planet. We're an industrial society. There's no idea and no way to have perfect air and perfect water. There's never been perfect air and perfect water, even when the United States didn't exist. Even 10,000 years ago, even a billion years ago with the volcanoes and the sunspots and the meteorites and all the rest of it. Yes, lightning and fires and all kinds of stuff going on out there. The water was filthy. Unless you could find a spot, a place where there's no habitation. Pretty tough to do if you're habitating. But anyway, it's so ridiculous. So they take the religion. It's not the religion of climate change. It's the religion of Marxism. Whether it is this so-called climate change, whether it is spending, whether it is the border, whether it's our economic system, they're always seeking for ways to advance their ideological agenda. Ideological agendas are not human agendas. Ideological agendas don't recognize the unique nature of each and every individual on this planet. In fact, it does the opposite. Does the opposite. Groups people into economic classes, racial classes, religious classes, whatever they want, because the goal is to manipulate people and take away their individuality, dehumanize them. There's one thing I've left for now, and that's his statements about Israel. Joe Biden is an anti-Semite. And what you'll see this weekend is I prove it, as I do behind this microphone every day. Joe Biden hasn't been, as he said to the Republicans, I've been the biggest supporter Israel's ever had, more than any of you, more than any of you. What you're going to see and hear is Joe Biden in 1982. In 1982, a group of senators, 36 of them, met with Menachem Begin, the elected prime minister of Israel. And Israel was fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon. They had to send 30,000 IDF troops in there because guess what? Hezbollah was shooting missiles. They were attacking the villages. And so it's the obligation of the prime minister to defend his people, as it is the obligation of our president to defend us. But of course, Biden doesn't defend us, so he expects our allies not to defend themselves either. He goes into this meeting. It's a private meeting behind closed doors, but of course, the New York Times reports on it. There's a lot of Democrats in this meeting and some Republicans. And they attack Menachem Begin. And they attack the Israeli military. And they demand, listen to this, that the Israelis stop settling on their own land in Judea and Samaria. You see, the Israelis have triggered Hezbollah. The Israelis have triggered Arafat and the PLO. This was what Menachem Begin was hearing behind closed doors, and he was pushing back. And he got very angry. And he got very angry. And according to the New York Times, the most outspoken and loudest critic was Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden. Pointing fingers and yelling at Menachem Begin, threatening that he will make an effort to cut off their support if he doesn't comply with Biden's demands. And that's when the famous statement was made to Biden. This Jew doesn't come to you on bended knee. Biden has never supported any prime minister of Israel except those who agree to drag their country into a suicide pact, like Ehud Barak, like Lapid, even Golda Meir, a socialist, was no fan of Joe Biden. He was a threat to their country. Joe Biden is not a supporter of Israel. Joe Biden does what he needs to politically, gives them support to the extent he needs to and nothing more. But while he's giving them support with weaponry, now they're tying weaponry to whether or not Israel will comply with the dictates of the notoriously anti-Semitic Department of State, the self-hating Marxist Blinken, the self-hating Marxist Thomas Friedman of the New York Times, and their record is atrocious. And of course, Joe Biden. He says things publicly and then stabs them in the back. But now he stabs them in the front and the back. Joe Biden is not just trying to serve the will of the Islamists and the River to Sea crowd in his party. Joe Biden agrees with them. Joe Biden will always say what happened on October 7th was horrific and go on, and but there's always a but. That Israel wants to defend itself. He used a line last night. He keeps using, he said 30,000 civilians died in Gaza so far. Where do you get the number from? My dear friend Sid, the morning host on WABC, my brother, you heard somebody yell from the gallery and say, "Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from?" And security moved him out of the House of Representatives where they give these speeches. That was Sid. Brave, courageous Sid. He never answered because I know, Sid knows, and all of you know, those numbers come out of the ass of Hamas. They can't defend them. They can't explain them. We're all looking for all the cemeteries, all the headstones. But of course, as you know, Hamas caused this situation. But it's not just Hamas. Joe Biden funded October 7th. Iran planted it. Joe Biden has funded Iran, directly and indirectly. Joe Biden has funded Iran directly and indirectly to a greater amount than we have provided monies to Ukraine. Are you aware of that? Hello? We have given more money to Iran, or have allowed Iran to get more money through oil sales to communist China, to fascistic Russia. We have enabled Iran to actually acquire more money than Ukraine. Now, Joe Biden funded this war. Joe Biden funded the massacre of the Jews. Of course, I'm not saying he intended it. He funded it. Iran didn't have any money. Iran had about $4 billion in the bank. That was it. Under Donald Trump. No, you don't understand. Joe Biden stands for democracy. He's our savior. Donald Trump is Hitler. Just like Goldwater was Hitler. Just like Reagan was Hitler. Just like Nixon was Hitler. Just like George W. Bush is too stupid to get in the game and defend us. Just like he was Hitler. Everybody's Hitler to the Democrats. And they're the ones, of course. And their newspaper. That have those tendencies. Totalitarian tendencies. Covering up the Holocaust. Installing Castro. Giving awards to Walter Duranty. Covering up the slaughter of the Ukrainians by Stalin in 1932. That's the Democrats. That's the New York Times. That's the American media. And now using statistics from Hamas. It's an amazing thing. The terrorists, whose mission statement is to have a Muslim crusade of extremists and radicals, terrorists. And of course all Muslims don't support this. They get murdered too. But these are the ones that control the power. They tell you, we want a crusade in the Middle East, in Africa, in Southeast Asia, in Europe, in the United States, in Central and South America. Joe Biden's funding it. He's worse than Neville Chamberlain. Peace in our time. Joe Biden is actually funding our enemy. Neville Chamberlain didn't fund the Third Reich. Joe Biden is funding the Islamo-Nazis. And he's putting all the pressure on Israel because it's the only country that's resisting them. You don't even hear Joe Biden talk about Iran. You don't see Joe Biden taking any actions against Iran. You don't see Joe Biden, like with the border, saying, you know what, I was wrong, I'm reversing course, I'm instituting the sanctions that Donald Trump put in place. No, he won't do that. And the media are going right along. The media today are like the media in the 30s and 40s, during the rise of the Third Reich and Hitler. The stench is unmistakable. The stench is unmistakable. And in none of the analyses, none of them, even by some of our friends, none of the networks, cable news networks, none of the newspapers, the big ones, none of them mention what? That not once did Joe Biden mention the massive, heightened, now ubiquitous anti-Semitism in our streets, in our schools, and in our media, and in his damn party. He never said a word. Not a word. Because he might upset his base. He didn't condemn Rashida Tlaib. Why not? Why not? And I watch these liberals on TV, some of them dressed up as journalists, some of them commentators and opinion. You know, that Joe Biden, he demonstrated he's got a lot of energy. He demonstrated he can really give it. I watched Scarborough. Disgusting. When Joe Biden is energized, he's energized by attacking people through character assassination. He can do that all day, all night. He can do it for a lifetime. That's what excites the man. We were exhausted after listening to this speech. Exhausted. Mentally and physically exhausted and disgusted. He didn't mention anti-Semitism, which is up 400% even before October 7th, according to the FBI director. Less than 3% of the population, 60% of all the hate crimes. He didn't say a word. He didn't say a word when those three professors who became presidents of these universities, Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania, said the things he said. They said he never said a word. Nothing. When so many in his party voted against resolutions condemning Hamas, he never said a word. He hated Menachem Begin. He hates Netanyahu because these are men that represent their people trying to protect their country. And Joe Biden is anti-Semitic. He's not just political. It's not just about votes. I've said this over and over again. There's something missing in this guy's soul and his heart and his conscience. Whether it's the border, whether it's inflation, what's happening to our people, there's some disconnect between Joe Biden and humanity. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. All right, we're going to get off this. I'm really excited for you, for us, for you to watch these programs over the weekend. You know, they don't get promoted that much, quite frankly. If I don't talk about them, nobody else does. The substance of what I say on radio is repeated on radio and TV, not by everybody, but by lazy people. Say, well, that sounds smart. Let me use it. That's actually a good thing, I suppose. But same on TV. We get into concepts, principles, arguments, philosophy, current events, politics, all these things with really bright guests and really bright discussions that typically are picked up later, but hear it from the source. And so without football, without other distractions, I hope you watch a lot, but you don't have to. You can DVR it. It's very simple to do. And my advice is go ahead and set it now so you don't even have to think about it. All right, I'll be right back. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Mark Levin, radio's principled patriot. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
Why do the media care who runs the Republican National Committee? Without even getting into the subject, why do they care? Who's running the Democrat National Committee? Anybody know? Anybody know who's in the leadership down to the third tier? Anybody know how they got appointed? Anybody know who was behind that? Of course not. So why are they obsessed with the RNC? Why do you think? To try and create controversy? To try and create opinion, a narrative? They hate the RNC. They hate Republicans. They hate conservatives. They hate Trump. They hate America. Well, why don't they talk about the DNC? Well, what purpose would there be in doing that? They're not there to inform you. They're there to advocate against you. I mean, the media in our country is a political entity. It is an appendage of the Democrat Party. It does not see its role as providing information. It sees its role as censoring Trump, censoring you, and creating an unchallenged, indisputable narrative. And so they're not for free speech. And they carry out the will of the state, whether it's the permanent bureaucracy or Democrats in office. They carry out the will of the Marxist, American Marxist agenda. That's what they are. Class warfare. That's all you heard last night was class war. I'm going to get this one. I get this one. I'm going to get this one. By Mr. Nobody. By Mr. Know-Nothing. But that's okay, because that empowers Washington. It empowers the Eastern Seaboard. That's what it does. It empowers the intellectual midgets who pretend they're real scholars at our universities and colleges, who are so bad they need tenure to protect themselves. That's how lousy they are. They can't stand on their own 2 feet. But what are the media? They're not in the news business. They're not in the information business. They're not in the context or knowledge business. Their entire existence is a lie. They've completely destroyed 200 years of truly a free media. Just as they've destroyed our schools. Just as they've destroyed our entertainment with Hollywood. Just as they've destroyed our border. And on down the list of their destruction. You actually believe that they're going to take over the most important, the most powerful cultural entity we have? Societal entity we have, the ability to inform the public so the public knows how to respond or whether to respond. They were never going to leave that any more than their radical Marxist anti-capitalist climate change crowd was ever going to leave the air and the water alone. Controlling the air and water is controlling you. Controlling the media, that's controlling you. Every totalitarian regime, every totalitarian who's ever existed knows that. This is no different in so many respects. So what are the media in America today? They say we're attacking free speech. No, we're attacking the people who have bastardized our First Amendment. We're attacking the people who seek to censor what we learn. We're attacking the people who work with the Biden administration to prevent crucial information from reaching the public so they can make an informed decision about their votes. And the vast majority of them are Democrats that have served in Democrat administrations, Democrat campaigns, or what have you. What is CNN but a conga line of Democrats with a few mentally ill Republicans thrown in? What is it? What is MSNBC? The same thing. The New York Times doesn't even go that far. They don't even pretend anymore. And look at their record. Because they don't believe in free speech, because they don't believe in a free media, because they don't believe in informing you, the American people. Look what they are. Not what they've become, but what they've always been. Covering up for Adolf Hitler? Censoring the concentration camps? Their lead correspondent in Berlin giving aid and comfort to the Hitler regime? That's them, while they run around calling Trump Hitler, they're Hitler, literally. Our entire history's turned inside out. You're to hate your country. You're to hate your ancestors. You're to hate every hero who's buried at Arlington National Cemetery, military cemeteries all over the world. They were fighting for white domination and white privilege. They were fighting for discrimination and inequality and injustice, don't you know? They were fighting for a corrupt country that never should have been. That's what we're being told. These people vote Democrat. They're Democrat activists. They're embraced by the Democrat Party and Democrat policies. You and I have nothing to do with them. They impose their will on us. They impose their will on people around us, on our institutions. Our schools have been destroyed. Our entertainment's been destroyed. They talk about book burning. Really? Physical book burning? Let me ask you a question. How many of their programs did I appear on in order to discuss any of my books? None of them. That's a form of book burning. Barnes & Noble wouldn't push the book. Wouldn't even put it in the... That's a form of book burning. But they're not talking about book burning when it comes to ideas. Philosophy, politics, government, the culture. They call book burning when parents and responsible and responsive and moral and courageous governors like a DeSantis or so forth says, wait a minute. We, the taxpayer, paying for this filth. Books with graphic examples of oral sex, of anal sex. Books for little elementary school kids. Talking about things we don't even talk about as adults. With pictures. Those books need to be removed. Oh, you're a book burner. Oh, you're a book banner. That's exactly what Biden said last night. The people who hate the Constitution love these books filled with perversion. They'd rather our kids get that in the library than a lesson about the Constitution. The media. The media in America. Our friends, the Israelis, they are our dear friends. They protect our historic sites. They protect the Jewish ancestral sites, many of which are in the Bible. They protect the Christian ancestral sites in the Bible. They even protect the Muslim ancestral sites. They won't even allow the Jews to go to the Temple Mount because the Muslims built their mosque on top of land that existed with the first temple. And it was done purposely 600 years later. And only the Israelis tell their people, the Jews, no, you can't just go there. What? You can't just go there. You don't know that about one third or more, maybe 40%, depending on how you measure it, Judea and Samaria have already been given to the Palestinians. It's not enough. They want more. They want the Jewish sites. Well, it's all Jewish. No, no, no. But they want the sites. They want the original capital of the Jews. I've told you about it. Shiloh. Shiloh's in Judea. Oh, the western territories occupied by the Jews. Oh, I see. Biden the genius. Biden has head up his own ass in Wilmington, Delaware, in the basement. Doesn't know a damn thing about the history of the region. As he's attacking. Unleashing a campaign to destroy the state of Israel, to destroy their support in Europe, to destroy their support among Arab countries. And the media are using Hamas's numbers. And they and Biden don't even tell you their Hamas's numbers. He said last night in front of the world at that State of Confusion speech, he said 30 million citizens have been killed, including children and women. He never said where he got the numbers from, nor did he say. All the steps that the Israeli military have taken and are taking to protect as many civilians as humanly possible, despite the fact that nearly 90% of them would vote for Hamas again and celebrate still, October 7th. There's not another army on the face of the earth that would conduct themselves that way. Certainly not ours, nor should our army conduct itself that way. The terrorists target the civilians, and Israel tries to save the civilians. They're civilians. The media. You see what's going on the streets? The insurrectionists? The Hamas Nazi-supporting insurrectionists tried to prevent Biden from giving a speech. Was there a single media platform, perhaps outside of Fox and a few others, that referred to that as an insurrection, as an Enron obstruction effort to prevent our government from performing? The State of the Union speech is in the Constitution. Once a year, a president is to provide Congress with a message about the State of the Union. And of course, Biden blows that up and he uses it as a campaign event to attack Trump. Because Biden doesn't give a damn. Who's going to stop him? Supreme Court? Just making a point. Media in our country could prevent it all. But for our media, this would not be taking place. None of it. But for our media, the anti-Semites in the street wouldn't be coming out like cockroaches from our universities, our colleges, funded by Hamas Network, funded by George Soros. funded by many others. Qatar, our great friends, Qatar. Nothing's being done to put a stop to this. Nothing's being done to confront it. Nothing's being done. But I can guarantee you, with the anti-Semite in the White House, if this were happening to any other minority group on the in this country, any other one, he'd do everything he could. Of course, he'd blame it on Trump. But he'd do everything possible, not just to exploit it, but to try and stop it. And so were his media. So what does that tell you? What does it tell you? You know what it tells you. And this evening, Shabbat started. Shabbat for Jews. Sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. God rested. One day a week, as it goes. And so Jews, Orthodox Jews and others, they say we are required to rest too one day. To think about who we are, to think about our faith, to think about our families, to break off from effectively what modern man is involved in, the hamster wheel that we're all on, to stop. And thank God for our blessings. That's what Shabbat is. The Jews in Israel have been attacked one Shabbat after another. They've been attacked one holy holiday after another as the Islamo-Nazi terrorists purposely wait for when they're with their families, when they're not armed in their homes, when they're focused on their faith, their family, and God. And yet, all of a sudden, Ramadan, we are told, Ramadan, the Israelis must push their arms down. It's a holy holiday for the Muslims. Not Passover, not Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah, not Purim, not the rest. No, no, Ramadan. Pretty sick. Now, what do we do about all this? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. All right. Where am I, Mr. Producer? With your guidance. Be right back. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole whole home protection. You'll get three units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting three units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America, on this Friday. Last hour of our week here. We keep our foot on the gas pedal. We don't screw around. Number is 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Just a reminder, the U.S. Supreme Court said April 25 for this criminal immunity argument. And with respect to the so-called documents case, the federal judge overseeing that has set a hearing for 10 a.m. that could last all day on March 14th, next Thursday at Fort Pierce, Florida, U.S. Judge Aileen Cannon, to have the debate over a number of issues that have been raised in motions filings by the president's lawyers, including presidential immunity, including the application of the Presidential Records Act, if it actually does apply, including a number of issues. And of course, the media are very upset. He's just trying to slow down the system. We want his head on a stake as fast as possible. We don't want the Republicans to actually have a nominee, unless, of course, it's Nikki Haley. You know, due process, attorney-client privilege. So you think he's a king? That he has a right to due process and attorney-client privilege? That his lawyers have a right to actually see the evidence? That they should be able to see the documents that are being used to try and throw him in prison? You know, so far, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats and their prosecutors and their judges in New York have penalized Donald Trump almost $600 million, Mr. Producer. It's not the fraud of the phony fraud case. But what is her name? Jean Carroll or S. Jean Carroll or E. Jean J. Carroll? E. Jean Carroll. In that case, President Trump is appealing it, and the lower court judge is insisting that he put up $90 million for the right to appeal, which now he now has done. So you add that $90 million to almost half a billion, and you can see what's going on here. The plunder. The effort to destroy him. Now let me ask you another question. How many of you would allow yourselves to be put through this by running for president of the United States? What's in it for you? It's amazing. There's nothing in it for Donald Trump. Donald Trump hasn't made a penny off the presidency. His family hasn't made a penny off the presidency. All the crap, all the lies, all the grift, all the sleaze and corruption swirling around the Biden family. It doesn't swirl around the Trump family. They made their money first before he decided to run for president. Joe Biden had made all his money while he was in public office for half a century. So they're already handicapping Trump, ladies and gentlemen. He's having to defend his property, defend his money, defend everything he's built over decades, decades. How he contributed so mightily to the rebirth of New York City and its skyline, to charities. None of this is ever discussed. Joe Biden is a taker. He's on the dole. He contributes nothing to anybody. So I just wanted to remind you of this. So here we have the Supreme Court going to have argument on April 25th. Then we have the federal court case in Florida next Thursday, where they're going to hear arguments. We've got the disgusting excuse for a DA in Manhattan, Bragg. That case, the actual case is coming up, and it could be extremely dangerous for President Trump, because this isn't about the law. It's about justice. There's a lot of laws in this country and a lot of laws in the world that are not just. We talked about this. Just because something is made into law doesn't make it right, doesn't make it just. As I said, there's laws Putin uses to lock up his opponents. There's laws that are perverted that Biden wants to use to lock up his opponent. So the issue isn't whether there's laws, and that's why you hear these buffoons on TV going on, he's not above the law, but apparently he's below the justice system, the real justice system. See, if those two hearings, then you have a case coming. They've already tapped him for $600 million, which is going to have a great difficulty because nobody's liquid like that. Even if you're worth $20 billion, it's not like you can just come up with $600 million. $1 million. It doesn't work that way. Your money's not sitting in a bank account or in a mattress. It's awful. Now, there is some schizophrenia over there with our friends at National Review, but when they're on the right side of the schizophrenia, they're very good. When they're on the wrong side, which is way too often, well, they're just like the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, which is not very good. Charles C.W. Cook, writing at the National Review. Want to have a little fun? Here's a way. Step one, go onto Twitter and write what seems obvious to pretty much every sentient American, that Joe Biden is old and past it. That his demand that the American people keep him as president until he's 86 years old is ridiculous on its face. Step two, watch as the angry responses pile up. Step three, tally up how many of those angry responses come from people who call themselves journalists. All in all, there seem to be three types of Joe Biden apologists in the press, each with a different style and motivation. The first type is blinkered. Blinkered likes, you know, Biden's policies. He believes that intentions matter more than results, and he cannot conceive that anyone might disagree in good faith. Blinkered's coverage is unhinged, but it is earnestly unhinged. That is, which does not make it useful, but which does at least make it sincere. Blinkered is useless, but he is useless in the way that all zealots are useless. He does not know any better, and he cannot be taught. The second type is strategic. Strategic is a partisan Democrat, and he will say what he needs to say to help Democrats win. Strategic knows exactly what he's doing, but he doesn't see anything wrong with it, because he doesn't think that there ought to be a difference between mainstream reporting and political activism. I would argue that's most of it right there. Ideally, Strategic would like to work for an opinion journal, but he hasn't yet got the chance. And until he does, he intends to use his position in the newsroom to achieve the same results. Then there's the third. The third type is circumstantial. Circumstantial understands that the press is supposed to tell the truth, but where Joe Biden is implicated, he cannot bring himself to do it, lest he indirectly help Donald Trump win re-election and thus bring about the end of the world. Circumstantial feels a touch guilty about this, but not as guilty as he feels when he sees his work being shared approvingly by people whose politics he dislikes. So Circumstantial's rubric is that Joe Biden must be good because Donald Trump is bad. This position is negotiable, but only in service of the broader cause. That is, if there were a chance of replacing Joe Biden with someone better, he would happily help that along by acknowledging Biden's flaws. But now, though, Biden must be protected. So like Joe Scarborough would fall into the second type. Oh, I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. Yeah, we got it. But he will say what he needs to say to help the Democrats win, regardless of anything else. And that's what he does. And he's kind of destroyed his reputation. Just because people run up at the airport, Joe, You know, so just keep it up, baby. You're the best. I mean, we got kind of Trump. I mean, you're just, you're really unbelievable. Yeah, okay. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pleasure to have Carrie Lake on the program, running for the United States Senate from the state of Arizona, God willing. She'll take that seat. Carrie Lake, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. I'm here in Yuma, Arizona, and we have a huge crowd out tonight of fellow Americans who are just fed up with what's going on. As a matter of fact, I said, I'm going to talk to Mark Levin. They said, please tell him hello. They love you down here in Yuma. And it's great to see so many Americans who are involved in our government. And, not in our government, in our process of taking back our country. It's really, I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing.
You know, Carrie Lake, you've come under attack, vicious assault, character assassination, time and time again, from the media, from the rhinos, from everybody else. You're trying to unite the party there in Arizona so you can actually take a Republican seat back. How is it going?
You know, it's going well, and we just have to realize what's at stake here. What's at stake is the very survival of our republic. And I am seeing people come over. I just had a great conversation with an independent voter. He said, I don't vote party, I vote candidate. And I'm impressed by what I saw tonight. I do see that you want to work to help our country, to make our country better, to finally get rid of some of the bad laws and make sure we're preventing more bad laws from being passed and save our country. So people are listening. They're very in tune to what's happening. I've got Republicans coming together who weren't with me. Maybe they were going to vote for Kyrsten Sinema. Maybe before they were considered, you know, I call them traditional Republicans, but others call them establishment. Listen, it's going to take us coming together to save our country. And I'm watching as President Trump and myself, he's being very conciliatory and trying to bring people together right now. But we got to remember, unity works both ways. And the people who aren't with him, the people who maybe have lost to him, they need to take a step inward as well and reach out. It can't just always be President Trump and me saying, hey, please come and let's unify. He's winning in huge, huge numbers right now. Record victories, record voter turnout. And the people who are losing to him need to come over and say, yeah, I do want to join with you to save our country. So I always say unity goes both ways. You extend the olive branch, but the person on the other side needs to reach out and grab it. And I hope we see more of that.
Now, the Democrat nominees tend to be way, way outside the Arizona belief system, even for Democrats. They tend to be extremely radical. Who is running on the other side?
His name is Ruben Gallego. He's a congressman in downtown Phoenix right now. He's got one of the most liberal, constituencies in the whole state. But he's not a Democrat. I mean, I think of Democrat as the old school Democrats. He's not even like a Kyrsten Sinema or a Mark Kelly Democrat, which is the Democrats we've had here in Arizona before. He is truly on the radical end of the spectrum. He was in the Progressive Caucus. He votes with AOC in the squad. More than 95% of the time, he votes with Joe Biden 100% of the time. He calls the border wall stupid and said he'll never fund it. He's threatened ICE agents if they do their job enforcing immigration laws. And he actually thought it was a good idea to vote and push for a dollar increase on gasoline and the ability for states to ban gas-powered cars. I mean, that is not Arizona. That's not America. This is where he wants to send us off the cliff into this lunacy of the left, and I think Arizona's waking up to it. I hope they all get involved and vote. This is not, this is a difference between light and dark here, to be honest. What he wants to push will end up having us in a communist state if we do not defeat these people. So I'm going to fight like hell to beat him. I've got some key endorsements, which I think do matter. President Trump endorsed me the minute I announced. I just earned and picked up the endorsement of Senator Mike Lee, Senator Rand Paul. I've got a lot of the fighters in Washington, D.C. who are coming behind me, and also some of the more traditional Republicans. John Barrasso, a senator, he's in leadership, has come out and endorsed me. We got to bring the people together to fight for our country, and that's what I intend to do when I get to Washington, D.C.
Well, I've gotten to know you a little bit. I don't think I've endorsed yet, now that I think about it. I would love to endorse you, but it's not going to hurt you.
I would, well, I'm blown away. I would love to have your endorsement.
Well,
I
you
would
got
absolutely
it.
Love it. Awesome. I'm going to put that out. That is breaking news. I love it.
Well,
thank
I
you, Mark.
Want you to
you're,
be
well, you're,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Well, your listeners get it, and they get it in large part to you helping people understand where we've gone astray from our Constitution. Whenever we get too far away from our Constitution, things go haywire, and we are so far astray under Joe Biden and these policies that are have us on a collision course with total destruction. So I appreciate all the work you do because, you know, there's people out there who are brainwashing the public with fake news and bogus stories and lies, and you always keep it on the straight and narrow and educate people. So thank you for what you do.
Well, it is my pleasure to endorse you. You're working hard. You really do want to help save this country, and you really want to represent the actual interests of the people in Arizona. And I find when you're somebody like that, whether you're Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump or somebody like you, the whole system is built to defeat you, to crush you, to devour you, to smear you, and so forth, because they're afraid that you actually will go to Washington, do what you say, and represent your constituents, right?
That's totally true. I mean, I always tell people when I'm out speaking around Arizona, whoever the media is attacking the hardest and the most with the most insane stories, that's who you want to get behind. That's usually a good indicator that they are fighting for you, because the media hates people who are outsiders who are going to go to Washington, D.C. and not go over the apple cart, and because they like the corrupt system and they're part of it. And that's why they go after Trump, President Trump, relentlessly. They go after many of the true fighters. They constantly attack them because they know that the America First movement is coming to Washington, D.C. But I'm starting to notice a couple things. The media is upping their attacks. That tells you they really see what's coming. And I'm seeing in Washington, D.C., people who are a little more traditional Republicans are starting to come over and recognize that President Trump's coming back to D.C. with his America First policies. And they're starting to jump on board, and that's a good thing. But this next 8 months is going to be hard, difficult. I'm being, just like President Trump, they're weaponizing the courts here in Arizona. I'm being sued for defamation for speaking out about our problems in our election. They want to render me penniless, and more importantly, they want to have attack pieces and attack me for the next 8 months while they try to get this radical Democrat elected. And I'm not going to let them do that. I'm going to fight every single day, and then we're going to win this and get to D.C., and turn this nightmare around.
I am familiar with this member now that you told me his name, and he is extreme left-wing. He really is part of the AOC crowd. If he's not formally, it doesn't much matter. He is what they call quote-unquote progressive, but what he is not is supportive of this country, supporter of our security, our national security on the border. How the hell can you represent any part of Arizona and not support strong security on the border? And how in the world can people vote for somebody like this, knowing full well that it's going to get very, very bad, much, much worse under a guy like this?
Oh, he's already gone on record saying he wants these people pouring over, all 9, 10, 12 million of them, to be voters. It's the end of our country if that happens. And the American people aren't for that. I don't even think the average Democrat is for that. But he is, and it's dangerous, and it will be the end of our country. I'm glad that you brought that up. They're not for him, but what will happen, Mark, is they'll come in here, they'll pour 100, 150 million, all these IEs, independent expenditures, they'll pour a bunch of ads in, saying he's great, not talking about his radicalness, and they'll try to trick people, and we're not going to let that happen.
If you want to help Carrie Lake, and I strongly encourage you to do it, it's carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-Lake.com, America. We got to step up. We got to help her. God bless you, and all the best.
Thank you for the endorsement. Thank you so much.
You got it. Carrie Lake, hopefully the next senator from Arizona. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
You know, I didn't know Carrie Lake. I've met her a couple times now. And CPAC and so forth. And I'm going to tell you something. The media have done a real number on her. She's a lovely lady. She's incredibly intelligent. She's very engaging. Very charismatic. She wants this country to survive. She supports our principles. And yet they try and turn her into a kook, as they do everybody who believes in this country. I just want you to clean the slate when it comes to her and hear what I'm telling you. She's a quality person and a quality candidate, despite their best efforts. Whatever the media say, you've got to understand the opposite is true. They don't support this country. They don't support your views. They don't share your morality, your faith, your integrity, your belief in truisms. She does. So I heartily endorse her. I didn't realize I hadn't yet. As I was talking to her, I realized I hadn't. And I just want, you know, I want the best for the country and I want the best for Arizona. And she is running against a real left-wing head case. It's like Ted Cruz is running against the most left-wing Democrat. Well, he's a former football player. Really? Remember how they used to mock Gerald Ford? Did he play football without a helmet? Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, right. He also served in World War II. That said, they're trying to take out Cruz, too. So we have our hands full with these races, the presidential race. It's very, very important we stay focused and not get dispirited. Look, we have to understand what's going on in order to defeat it. It's not about optimism or pessimism. It's about doing everything we can in our own world, in our own roles, not relying on everybody else, to get the vote out. And when the time is right, I'm going to encourage people to vote early. As early as the law allows in your state. Vote early. And then spend the rest of the time making calls to friends, getting them to vote early. And then on election day, you're free to actually help other people vote. We're going to start this early. I'm going to go to some calls. Let's go to Tony, Clifton, New Jersey. I know exactly where that is. On the State of the Union and Biden. Tony, how are you today?
Mark, I'm great. You know, last night was very discouraging, and I needed to sit there and sit through it so I could tell you what I call it. And I call last night not the State of the Union, but the State of the Marxist Mandate. In the time we spent with Joe Biden last night, we heard a lot of things. But generally, here's the tone of what I heard, that as a country, our Congress is being told that it has to conform to the president's wishes. Our Supreme Court is being told the same thing. All the citizens of this country who supported Donald Trump are being told that they will be in trouble if they continue to do so, and that there's no plan for a free America in the Biden administration unless you support illegal aliens. Otherwise, if you're a citizen of this country who supports the Constitution, that you really don't have a place in this country.
You know, that's a wonderful analysis. And your whatever point it was, like your next to last point about freedom, if I might build on that a little bit. He said nothing about freedom, about our freedom, sustaining freedom, protecting our freedom. Not a word. It was all about government. It was all about helping illegal aliens. It was all about, we're too rich, we need to steal more of your money so the government can have it and blow it and waste it on building their police state. You know, Tony, I was thinking, all this money he wants to take from American business, which they would otherwise pay their employees or reinvest in their development and so forth, which hollows out American industry and makes it uncompetitive. What are they going to do with it in Washington, D.C.? We have GAO report after GAO report that they blow $250 billion every year. Fraud. That they give our money to people who haven't earned it, here and overseas. And they continue to expand their voter base with our money. So this idea that they're going to take money out of the private sector from the employees and their bosses who actually make this country work and build things we want, create things we want, and help us pay our bills, and give it to Washington, give it to the bureaucracy, give it to the Democrat Party, you're 100% right. You see, we exist to support them. We exist to fund them. We exist to vote for them. We exist so they can build a more, bigger, powerful, permanent government. Beautiful point, Tony. God bless you. Thank you very much. Let's continue. Eddie, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the great WJAS, our buddy Eddie. Go.
Hello, Mark. Yes. I just have a statement to make. This may be... I don't even know what to say. Joseph R. Biden touts his Catholicism I don't think I saw it in his speech last night. This man does not represent Catholicism. He's horrible. And it hurts me. I don't think it's my place to say this. Maybe it's only God's will they got through to you to say this. But this man is horrible as a Catholic. I don't know why he is still receiving communion in his diocese.
Are you Catholic, sir?
Nancy Pelosi was not.
Sir, can you hear me? Are you Catholic, sir?
Yes, a Roman Catholic. Yes, sir. And I know you have a pretty good understanding of Catholicism.
I have an excellent understanding. I'm not Catholic, but I make it my business to learn these things because I have friends who are. And I think every one of these religions are, you know, they help keep this nation free. And it amazes me, like the self-hating Jews, you got self-hating Catholics, they get up there. And these self-hating Catholics are the most virulent, obsessed abortion supporters. It's unimaginable. It is. It's unimaginable how you can be Catholic and be such an obsessed, unhinged supporter of abortion on demand for all and any reason, just as it's unfathomable to me that you can be a self-hating Jew that actually hates the Israeli state. We have these people around who claim to represent us and our faith. They have nothing to do with us, do they, Eddie?
No, they do. They do not. I mean, God is God. We all have our own flavor. We all look at them the same way.
Yeah, but you know what it is? For Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, for Antony Blinken and the rest, God is them. They believe that they're God. They believe that they can re-engineer society and re-engineer human nature. And they believe that their faith that they want to create here on Earth. You remember that woman from Politico on MSNBC? These people actually believe in natural law and God-given rights. Yeah, it's right there in the Declaration. You may not be aware of that, lady. But the point is, this is the Marxist mentality. The world begins today. I decide what the world's going to look like. I am just. I am righteous. I deserve a pat on the back. Marxism comes down to basically narcissism. Narcissism gone wild. And that's what these people are. That's what they believe. So somebody, it's like you might be born a Jew and you might be an ethnic Jew, but when you attack your own faith and undermine your own people, you're a mouthpiece for the enemy of those people, and you're not a faithful Jew. It's the same with Catholicism. You might be born a Catholic, but if you're out there pushing the edge of the envelope, demanding more abortions, there's something clearly wrong with you. You might have been born a Catholic, but you're not a practicing Catholic. And I would say this about a variety of religions, about a variety of things. It's one thing to be born in a faith. It's one thing to be born into an ethnic group. It's quite another to have faith. Eddie, I want to thank you, my friend. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Huffington Post, Mark Levin spews outrageously dark vision for America under Democrats. Yes, I spewed it. My God. And that's picked up by Yahoo News, and the source is Media Matters. And you see how it works? The Stalinist media? And the guy, the low IQ guy who posts this, his name is Ron Dicker. As we like to call him, Mr. Producer, Ron the Little Dicker, don't you think? Ron the Little Dicker, who I guess is some kind of journalist, by regurgitating what Media Matters says. And what's the point of Media Matters? Mr. Producer, is my broadcast not available to every human being on the face of the earth? We don't need them. They're on. Are my broadcasts about an hour after this show on our website? Do we not have over 4 years worth of my broadcast there? So what is the point of Media Matters? To smear you. That's what George Soros does. He's a character assassin. And given his background in Germany and all the rest, really, and given the background of the president of that group, homophobic, anti-Semitic, racist, and all the rest, why would you need to take my words and launder them through him And then the Huffington Post, which is another Stalinist outlet, hiring low IQ prepubescents like Ron the Little Dicker. And this is how they repeat it. And this is how Stalinism works. Here we go. Every Friday, for over 20 years, in your honor. Here we go. Fantastic Hall of Fame, Cable News, Life, Liberty, and Levin's. 8 p.m. Saturday, 8 p.m. Sunday. On Saturday, we have Ben Dominich and Stephen Miller. On Sunday, we have Victor Davis Hanson, followed by Newt Gingrich. It doesn't get better or smarter, more intriguing than that. And, of course, me. And don't forget, you can set your DVR. I encourage you to do it. Everybody do it anyway. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel. We salute our truckers, the freedom fighters. We salute our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and the people of Israel. We have your back, even though Biden does not. Good night, Spritey and Griffey. Good night, Pepsi and Smokey. Good night, Zelda and Gigi. Good night, Indy and Patton and Rory. Good night, Barney and Marty. Good night, Dad and Mom and Leo and Joe and the rest of the family. God bless each and every one of you. I'll see you tomorrow on Fox.